we are on the brink of economic, social, and environmental collapse. This is the best time ever to be an activist. Never before have the stakes been higher. Never before have we been in a better position to create the kind of change that could preserve the future. We are the ones who have been trusted with the most important mission in the history of human struggle, which is survival.
Mickey Z, a 52-year-old self-described subversive and author of 11 books, reflects on the growing sense of disaffection and urgency among the youth. A vegan and animal rights activist, he rejects the media's distorted image of Occupy Wall Street as a collection of selfish and lazy middle-class kids.
Volunteering your time and energy under constant threat of arrest to cook locally grown organic food to feed the homeless. Giving up a tenured academic position in another state to come live in a tent in a park to start a free people's library. And most of all, to begin imagining an alternative form of human culture and beginning the process of making it happen. Doesn't sound lazy or selfish to me. Lazy people don't do that.
Rather, a profound distaste for authority may be the foremost motivator for the new youth rebellion.
The time's going to come that we won't be laughing when the subways and the buses don't run, when the janitors and the porters stay home, when the food deliveries halt, the airlines are grounded, the garbage piles up on the street, and their kid's nanny calls in sick for the next 3 months. Imagine the 1% with no one to drive their limos, tutor their kids, do their laundry, landscape their properties, walk their dogs, open doors for them, reboot their damn laptops when they crash, and no one to fight their wars. They need us way more than we need them. In fact, we don't need them at all.
Despite what former journalist Chris Hedges says about the Black Bloc, the defining philosophy of Occupy Wall Street may have anarchist roots going back to the 1999 anti-globalization battle of Seattle and beyond. On Wednesday at the Breck Forum in Manhattan, Scott Crowe, who participated in the Common Ground Collective in New Orleans in the wake of the Katrina hurricane disaster, spoke of dozens of selfless solidarity volunteers.
FEMA and Red Cross and everybody was in one part of New Orleans. They were ignoring the rest of it. And we sent search and rescue boats out. Then when people would come, we started with food and water delivery. We started our first health clinic. We went around on bicycles to bring medical supplies. We set up communication systems and our own pirate radio station so we could broadcast over to people to find out where to get supplies and stuff. When the government said, you couldn't be in this neighborhood, we occupied houses so they wouldn't tear them down. I didn't do all of these things by myself. It took people like you.
Involvement in communitarian projects and the beliefs in direct action and an egalitarian society have a long tradition found in the 1930s labor movement. Mickey Z wants this to be a lesson for old-time leftists who hesitate to become involved. Before September 17, no one would have predicted the Occupy movement, and
you could put a microscope to it and tear it to shreds and deconstruct their revolutionary theory and what's going on there. But the bottom line is, they've done more in a short time period than anything I've seen in my lifetime, and I've been doing this a long time. So I'm looking for reasons to love them.
The new buzzword of the Occupy movement is Let Freedom Spring, and the rumor is that May Day will be really hot this year. For the WBI Sunday News, this is Fred Nguyen.